This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The trade headlines this past week have, of course, been steel and aluminum. Canada and Mexico have been mentioned prominently. China, too, even though it's not in the top 10 of steel importers to this country. But you ask around, and economists and analysts will tell you that there is another way bigger trade fight with China coming. Intellectual property theft. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
Intellectual property theft. What are we talking about here?
You could be talking about the theft of software or movies, which would be copyright.
The theft of trademarks.
Theft of design or patent.
Dan Harris is an attorney and co-editor of the China Law Blog. He says for decades, U.S. businesses in China have complained about these sorts of thefts. How much is it costing them?
It's impossible to know. I hear all sorts of figures.
The most commonly cited figure, up to $600 billion a year. Adam Siegel is with the Council on Foreign Relations. He says when U.S. companies do business in China, they're usually required to pair up with firms there. So intentionally or unintentionally, they share secrets.
As China moves up the value chain, as they become an increasingly important technology player, you see more concern on the U.S. side.
Last year, the Trump administration opened an investigation into potential intellectual property theft by China. Trump has teased that it could lead to big penalties. Sam Sachs is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The view is that taking a more accommodationist policy towards China, one of engagement in the past, didn't work. And now is the time to push China in areas that we think that there's real leverage.
She says any U.S. measures would almost certainly lead to retaliation, with American businesses on the front line. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.